Okay, now in today's episode, we're going to cover a couple of different things, but a topic that we have to address, unfortunately, in Spanish are irregular verbs. You know, we've been learning OSA, AMOS AISAN, and OSE, HEMOS AISAN, and OSE, HEMOS AISAN for ARs, ERs, and IR verbs. And it's like I've told you before, there are rules in languages and there are rule breakers. And so today we have to look at a few of those rule breakers, those irregular verbs. Or for some reason, they're not exactly with the patterns that we've been learning. So I want you to know these because the ones I'm going to give you today are very common in Spanish conversation. And so, you know, when you're out there practicing your Spanish, I want you to not only be able to use it in conversation, but also recognize it so that you have good comprehension. So I'm going to teach you one verb, first of all, just by itself. It's a common verb. I'll put it on the chart for you. It is ver. And this verb, ver, means to see. Ver is V-E-R. It means to see. So if you see something, you can use this verb. Also, it's common in a lot of Spanish-speaking countries to use ver to say you're watching television. You know, we say watch television and to see. They're kind of two different things in English. But in Spanish, a lot of places are going to use ver to say to watch television as well, la televisión. Okay, now, as I've said to you in a previous episode, a lot of times when we have an irregular verb, it's irregular because of the yo form. Everything else in a lot of cases will follow the pattern, but it's that yo form that has to be a little different. And so this is exactly the case with ver. Only the yo form is different. So we can go ahead and fill in the rest of the chart with the normal ER verb ending. So it's going to be ve, or ves, and ve. And then up here we're going to put vemos. And our kind of rare form is ves, and ven. Now, the only thing you have to remember about the yo form is that we leave the E there. So you would think that take off the ER and you put that O up there, it'd be bol. But it's not. It still keeps its E. That's the only irregular part of the verb ver. So it's going to be veo, veo. Okay, so just remember veo, ves, ve, vemos, ves, ven. Okay, and that's all you have to remember with the verb ver, to see. Now, the next ones I want to show you are going to be together for a reason. You've actually already learned two of these, but I want to put them up together so you can group them in your mind, and that might help you actually remember the pattern. But we've been learning ir. We learned the verb ir, which means to go, and I'll put the other ones right here. We also learned estar, which means to be. That's one of the ways we say to be. And then we also, we're going to add to it right now, the verb dar, D-A-R, which means to give. Now, the reason I want you to see these verbs together is because, yes, they're irregular. Yes, it's because of the yo form. But the reason I put them together is because that change we make in the yo form is the same across the board. We don't really even have to write all the conjugations, but I do want to just show you the visual. Okay? So ir, we already remember, or we've already learned, is voy, vas, va, vamos, vais, and van. We practiced that when we were talking about going places in the town, and I hope you've been working on that verb. And then we looked at, before that, the verb to be. Estar, remember we compared the two. Estar means to be in the temporary condition or location sense. Now, all of these conjugations follow the AR verb endings, again, except for the yo form. Estamos, estáis, and están. Okay, now, if you can see the voy, the O-Y, remember, this one has an O-Y as well. So it's estoy. Okay, now, you're probably starting to see a pattern here, and you probably already have dar figured out. But just in case, let's put it up here. So if we draw our chart, Again, it's not going to be just DO. We learn it with these other two because it does the same thing. So what do you think I give is? It's it. Doi. Doi means I give. Notice it's OY just like the other one. This is why we learn these together. Das, da, damos, dais, and dan. Doi, das, da, damos, dais, dan. Okay, so what we have is sort of a, what I want to do is just give you a visual organizer. Dar, ir, and estar. We kind of group those together in your mind because they all use the irregular yo form, which is oi instead of o. Okay, so now we can use these in conversation now that we know just that one little exception. Other than that, it's an AR verb ending. Okay, so right now, let's look at three more irregular verbs that have the same change as well. Our next three verbs we're going to work on, as I said, they have all the same kind of change. And you got it, they're irregular because of that yo form. Now, the first one I want you to know is a very common verb. It's hacer, and this means to do or to make. Hacer, used all the time in Spanish. So this is a great one. You know this verb really well. You're going to start hearing it in conversation. You're going to hear people saying this and using it. Okay, now, I'm just going to put the other forms in it. I'm not going to put the yo form in there yet. Okay, so we can just apply normal ER verb endings to this. So take off the ER. That's going to leave us HAC in all of these blocks on our chart. I'm going to go ahead and write that in, HAC. Okay, now let's just apply our ER endings. Es, e, hemos, es, and en. Okay, so you do something, you make something, that'd be tú haces. Okay, how do you say we do or we make something? Nosotros hacemos. Good. So I'm going to leave that there for just a second and go to the next ones. And we're going to do all the yo forms at the same time. The next verb I want you to know is salir. Salir, very common verb in Spanish. And it means to leave. It can also mean to go out. It can mean to go out with. It has a couple different meanings. So salir, again, IR verb endings. We're going to put IR verb endings on it. So let's leave the yo form where it is right now. So we're going to take off the IR. It's going to leave us with SAL all the way across. Okay, so put your IR endings on there. In the boot, they're the same. So S, E, and N. And then over here, remember those IR endings, they change outside the boot. So IMOS and IS. Okay, so we got sales, sale, salimos, salis, sale. Now, over here I want to put one more for you, and this verb is poner, which means to put. Anytime you want to say put, he puts, I put, whatever, you can use the verb poner. Okay, so here we go with our chart. We're going to do it the same way. We're going to leave the yo form off. ER verb, so we're going to do ER verb endings. Okay, pull that up in your head, those ER verb endings. Okay, we can go ahead and write P-O-N in all of these. We're not going to put the rest of the yo form up, though. Okay. So, now, without doing this one, we're going to put our ER endings in there. It's S, E, N, and here is ACE, and here is AMOS. Okay. Now, let's fill in our yo forms. We've already got the starting point, okay? So we know it's going to be P-O-N. We can count on that. That's not a problem. The problem we have to remember here with these three verbs here is that they don't just have an O. They're going to add a G into the mix. A G is going to go there. So this is not going to be P-O-N-O. It's going to be P-O-N-G-O. So it's going to be pongo. So that's I put, pongo. Okay, let's go back over here to salir. Salir, same thing. It's not going to be salo, which we normally think it might be. it's going to have the same change. So how do you spell it? S-A-L-G-O. So it's going to be salgo. Salgo. So pongo, salgo. And then back over here to hacer. This one isn't going to use the C anymore at all. It's going to take that C off and just use the H-A. It's a little bit different. It's going to be hago. So I do something, I make something, be hago. Okay. Now these three verbs here, if you go ahead and start visualizing them, making sure your O is different, that G is there. Again, group these together in your mind. Learn them together because as you get in conversation, they use that same change. Okay. Now, you've got a lot of new verbs so far to put in your vocabulary and not a lot of new things to start using in conversation. Now it's time to get into something a little bit different, stem-changing verbs. Okay, for stem-changing verbs, first of all, I want to start by just listing the infinitive forms, the unchanged forms of some stem-changing verbs. Stem-changing verbs, you might be asking yourself, what is a stem-changing verb? Basically, what that means is it's going to use endings just like any other verb. Oh, I saw, I almost like sign. It's going to use any other ending that verbs normally use in Spanish. However, another part of the verb is going to change just a little bit. And I want to teach you some rules. Now, unfortunately, there's not a great way to look at a verb and just automatically identify that this is a stem-changing verb. A lot of times there's not any dead giveaway looking at the verb. But what you do need to start trying to work on is when you learn a verb, when you learn a new verb, learn this is a stem-changing verb. Go ahead and get in your head that this one is going to require a little bit different treatment. And, you know, your mind group those together. And again, once you start using them in conversation, you won't even have to think about it much anymore. So let's first of all put some stem-changing verbs on the board, and I want to show you a pattern and some rules. Jugar means to play. Jugar means to play. Now, also, another stem-changing verb is empezar. Empezar means to begin or to start, okay? Now, then there is decir. Now, decir, very common verb in Spanish, so it's good if you know this one. You'll start hearing it, okay? Especially in past tense, later when you get into that. This means to say and or to tell. So, to say or to tell is decir. Now, next one is poder, which means to be able to. To be able to. This is what we mean when we say can in English. I can, she can, you can, you're able to do something. Okay? And then finally, I want to give you two more that are very common. Querer, which means to want. Querer. Remember, Q-U together. We put those together, and they're going to sound like a K, querer. Okay, and then finally, I want to give you preferir. Preferir means to prefer, pretty much exactly like it looks, to prefer, preferir. Okay, now right now, don't worry about whether it's an AR verb, an ER verb, or an IR verb. We're going to get to that in just a second. Today, let's first start out by learning the rules. How do you know which stem or which part of the verb is going to change? If it's a stem-changing verb, we know we're going to have to do something a little different, not only with the ending, we're going to have to do a little something different in the other part of the word. So the question is, how do I know which part is going to change? Let's start out with that rule. Okay. Now, the only thing you have to do is look at the verb itself and how many syllables are there. So let's take the first one, jugar. How many syllables is it? It's two syllables, jugar. So when a stem-changing verb has two syllables, you're going to change the stem in the first syllable right here. Okay? Now you can't change the other part because that's where we got to do the ending, right? So by default, if it's two syllables, it's going to be the first syllable that we change its stem. And if you're still not sure what I'm talking about by changing the stem, don't worry. When we look at it on a chart in a few minutes, you're going to see what I mean by changing the stem, okay? We'll do it together. Empezar, the next one. Just look at it, and how many syllables are there? Empezar. Three syllables, right. Empezar, okay. Now, I already know if it's two syllables, we're going to change the stem in the first syllable. If it's three, it's going to be in the middle. Just like if you're pronouncing a word with three syllables and you stress that middle syllable, empezar, same thing. That's where you're going to change your stem also. Empezar, you're going to change that right there. Okay? And really, we're going to just change the vowel, not any other part of it. Okay? Decir, how many syllables? Right, two. So, where's our stem change going to occur? First syllable, right here. Okay, next one, poder, how many syllables? It's two. So, in our stem change, we're going to do it in the first syllable there. Now we get to querer. A lot of letters together here, but still, querer, only two syllables. So, our stem change will occur, first syllable, right? And then, finally, preferir, three syllables. Where's our stem change going to occur? In the middle, right there. Okay, now let's talk about one more thing before we put these on a chart and put all of this together. Now you know where the stem change occurs. Let's look at what it's going to change to, and then we'll put it on a chart. Okay, so jugar, we already know the stem change is going to occur right here where this U is. Now, normally in Spanish, when you have a verb with a U, that's a stem changer, and that stem change is going to be a U, we're going to change it to a UE. It changes from U to UE. So I'm going to put that right out beside here, UE. Okay? We'll start putting this together in a minute. Empezar, we know stem change is in the middle. We've already said that. That E, a lot of times in Spanish, if our stem changer has an E, it's going to become IE, okay? Which really means we're just going to add an I into it. You already got the E, you just need the I. Decir, decir is kind of interesting. We know it's an E, so it's going to change to an I. In this case, it's just going to change to an I, okay? Poder, two syllables. We already know that stem change will be in the O. Now, general rule, O stem changers change to UE also. So I'm going to go ahead and put UE next to it. So U's and O's are usually UE's. Okay, but now look at querer. Querer has an E right here where that stem change is going to occur. So it's going to become IE. Okay, just like up here with empezar. And preferir, the stem change has an E. So what do you think it's going to be? IE, that's right. So IE, this is what our stem change is going to look like. So now we have our tools together. We know where the stem change is going to occur. We know what the stem change is going to change to. So now we're ready to draw a chart and start trying to sort these out and put our conjugations on the chart. So let's start putting some of these on the chart. It's a good idea to try this in your cuaderno right now as you're writing and taking notes. It's a good idea to go ahead and start trying to put some of these on the chart because it helps you mentally process where the stem change occurs and also what it changes to. So the first verb we put up while ago was jugar. Let's go ahead and put jugar on a chart. Remember, jugar means to play. So first thing is, remember, jugar, two syllables, stem change will occur on that U in that first syllable right up there. We identified that. We also said that it's going to change to a UE. So we're going to put that down as a little notation for ourselves as a reminder. Now, let's don't even worry about the endings right now, okay? Let's just take the stem change first of all. So let's go ahead and take off that AR, and that's going to leave us with JUG. Now, before I go any further, I have an important rule to tell you. Now that we're putting this on the chart, remember that stem-changing verbs only change their stems in the boot. Remember, the boot is these three and that one down here on the bottom right. We only change the stems in the boot. Okay, we're not going to change these two right here. We can go ahead and conjugate those like a normal AR verb, but we're going to change the stems only in the boot. Okay, so let's try this first one together. Again, let's don't worry about the endings right now. So J-U-G, we've got the U already. We have to add that E in there, okay? So J-U-E-G is what we're going to get. So that J-U-G becomes J-U-E-G. Okay, you see what I mean now. The U changes to U-E. That's what it does when you have a U. Okay, so that's going to be our starting point. We'll do the endings in a minute. Same thing here. That U changes to U-E. Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that in the boot. Okay, so now we've changed all of our stems in the boot only. Outside the boot, we're not going to change them. So let's just go ahead and put that stem there, J-U-G, J-U-G. Okay, now that we have our stem change, we're ready to put those endings on there. Okay, so normal AR endings, o, as, a, amos, es, an. So up here, I play would be yo juego, juego. Okay, and make sure you do that stem change, because if you say jugo, that means juice. It means something different. Make sure you do that stem change and make sure your meaning is clear. Okay, so we're going to put our AS here for normal AR verbs. Juegas, you play. He plays or she plays. We're going to put our normal ending there. Juega. Here, we don't change the stem. We just put the ending on it. So we've got jugamos. And next one, same thing. Jugáis. And down here at the bottom, juegan. And that's how we do the verb to play. Okay, let's try another one real quick. A while ago, we talked about empezar. Empezar. Which means to begin. Okay, let's try it on our chart because this helps us process it. Now, we said it's three syllables, empezar. And I asked you a while ago, where does that stem change occur? Well, it's three syllables, so right there in the middle. Okay. So we're going to change that E, and not very much. We're just going to add to it because we said it changes to IE. So we need an IE there. We've already got the E. We're just going to put that I in there. Okay, again, let's don't worry about AR endings right now. Just go ahead and take that off and forget about it for a minute. So let's try to put this one on here. E-M-P. Now it's not E anymore. It's IE, okay? It's IE. So that's our stem. Okay, now up here in the boot, again, we don't change the stems, so it's going to be just like the verb itself. Now let's add our AR endings on there. O, as, a, amos, eis, and an. So I begin, yo empiezo. You begin, tú empiezas. I want to do one more example for you because this one has a little extra change to it. Decir, we said, means to say or to tell. Now, on the chart, this one doesn't change to IE. It changes just to an I. So that DEC changes to I. So we're going to go ahead and change that across down here through this side and over this side in the boot. Okay. Now, over here, remember, we don't change the stem. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to put that. Now, this one has one little extra change to it. In the yo form, it's got a G also, okay? So that's just a little bit different. Digo. Digo means I say. Now, right here, we're going to go ahead, and we've got our C. Now, all we got to do is put our endings on it, okay? So, dices, dice, and then up here, decimos, decís, and descend. So the I changes, we add a G right there. Okay, now I've given you a lot to think about. Go ahead and get in your cuaderno and your pluma and your lápiz and go ahead and start working on conjugating these verbs and try to sort through them. based on what we've given you and your rules for syllables and where the stem change occurs. Okay, so get down there and start writing them and process them. And most of all, get them down to where you can say them in conversation and get out there and practice your Spanish. Well, friends, to wrap up the show today for our cultura section, we've been talking about the verb dar, to give. So I wanted to talk about what to give and what not to give. Now, if you're ever invited to a Spanish-speaking home while you're traveling, first of all, you might want to take a gift, but think carefully about what you take. If at all possible, try to find out what that person likes ahead of time and take them something related to what they like or what they're interested in. But that's not always possible, so if you can't, flowers are always a good idea. Take flowers, that's a great gift, but don't take chrysanthemums because sometimes those are associated with death or funerals. Now, another great idea is to take something that represents your home. It could be a book with the landscapes from where you come from, or something that is not found in their country that's unique, and give them a little culture while you're at it. So take them something that maybe they don't see very often. Those are great ideas. Well, it's time to go, and if you have any questions or comments for me, you can always email me at queoraes@aibtv.com. I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, I wish for you and yours paz y bendiciones. We'll see you next time on ¿Qué Hora Es? Hasta pronto.